What are the contents of the Buddhist scriptures? Well, traditional discourses of the Buddha begin with a formula that is clearly drawn from the oral tradition. They always start out, "Thus have I heard. At one time the Buddha was dwelling in such and such a place, and he said such and such a thing." So they reflect, especially in the early suttas, this original oral matrix in which the Buddhist tradition was presented. The old discourses of the Buddha often have a very simple and down-to-earth style that a lot of people find quite attractive, and they present what I think you would have to call is a very pragmatic approach to religious truth. They're concerned about experience and what will be confirmed in experience, not about spinning out all sorts of doctrinal distinctions. The discourse on the turning of the wheel of the Dhamma, for example, a discourse that I mentioned when we were talking about the Four Noble Truths, starts out simply by commenting on the middle path. O bhikkhus, O monks, these two extremes ought not to be practiced by those who have gone forth from the household life. What are these two? There's devotion to the indulgence of the senses, which is low and common. And there is devotion to self-mortification, which is painful and unworthy. Avoiding these two extremes, the Buddha has realized the middle path. It gives vision, it gives knowledge, and it leads to calm, to insight, to awakening, to nibbana. And he goes on from there, of course, to give the outline of the Four Noble Truths. And one of the simplest of the early sermons, and in my view, I think one of the most intriguing, and precisely because it seems on the face of it to be so simple and so one-dimensional, is called the Fire Sermon. The Buddha starts out and says this, "Bhikkhus, everything is burning. Everything is burning. And what is it that is burning? Bhikkhus, the eye is burning. Visible forms are burning. Visual consciousness is burning." And so on. And he goes through all of the other senses. Burning with what? Burning with the fire of lust, with the fire of hate, and the fire of delusion. He goes on then and says each of these things about other categories of Buddhist experience. Now, what I like about this is, I suppose, partly the echo that it produces for me of a good sermon. I don't know if any of you turn on the TV on Sunday morning and just flip through the channels to see who happens to be preaching that day and listen to the cadence of a good preacher's voice. Sometimes preaching is best when it is simplest, and it has a certain kind of rhythmic cadence that repeats the same formula again and again and applies it to different aspects of experience. A part of that is an artifact, obviously, of the oral nature of preaching. It's one of the places in our culture where you can still really hear the oral medium, the human voice at work conveying emotion and truth. This early sermon is like that. I think it grows out of an oral setting, and it conveys its experience with the same kind of repetitive quality that you hear in a good sermon. Another story that is very important for the self-understanding of Buddhists in the modern world is the story of a man named Malunkyaputta. It's called The Story of Malunkyaputta and the Arrow. The story goes like this. Malunkyaputta, a possible convert to the Buddha's Dharma, comes to the Buddha and he says, "Well, you know, Buddha, I really kind of like some of the stuff you're saying, but you know, you haven't answered all the questions for me that I want to have answered. So if you can tell me," and he lists a series of 10 questions, "is the world eternal or not? Does it have an origin or not? Is the Buddha going to survive after death or not? If you can answer all those questions for me, then I'll be a convert and join your community." And the Buddha says, "Well, Malunkyaputta, you ask me these questions and you kind of remind me of a guy who's just been shot with a poisoned arrow. and you're lying there on the ground, somebody walks up and offers to pull the arrow out, and you say, wait, wait, wait a minute.